因为其他人通常呢，他们会在我们开始以后加入我们，这个也没问题。
Good evening here in Vancouver. Good morning to you in China.
你温哥华，晚上好，中国早上好。
Just an announcement. Next week, our brother Halong will be beginning a series. He didn't tell me what the series is, so it's going to be a surprise.
这个里面呢，下个星期五呢是何浪讲呢，他讲一个系列，他没有告诉 Eric 那个系列是什么，但是应该想给大家一个惊喜。
Now, unfortunately for us who speak English only, we won't be able to get much out of it.
最不幸的是呢，讲英语的，只讲英语的人呢，可能听不了多少。
So it'll be in Mandarin only.
这个呢是只讲国语。
So come along next week for a surprise series by Brother Halong.
你下个星期呢，你们大家都来，就说是来看何浪能不能给你们个惊喜。
But tonight, we're going to just look again into the Word of God, into the Gospel of Mark.
你们今天呢，再一次呢学习呢，就是那个福音书那是马可福音。
Before we do that, let's just ask God's blessing upon the Word of God tonight.
就在我们开始之前呢，我们要祈求神呢，就是赐福给神的话。
Father, we do thank you for all your goodness and grace to us.
最后啊，我们感谢您对我们所有的良善和恩典。
In sending your beloved Son,
您差了您的爱子，
and he became the servant, your servant.
他呢成为了仆人，您的仆人。
He became obedient even unto death.
他呢一直顺服到死，
Yes, and even the death of the cross.
所以甚至是死在十字架上。
Wherefore you have highly exalted him
因此呢，您呢高高的提升了他，
and given him the name above every other name,
就赐给他呢就高乎一切名之上的名。
every name in heaven, every name under the earth,
所以所有在天上的名，所有在地上的名。
and every name that is named on the earth.
所以呢，所有的那些在地上呢，已经有了名字的名字。
And at that name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow.
所以，向着那个主耶稣基督的名呢，每一个人都要屈膝。
And every tongue is going to confess
所以，每一种语言都要承认。
that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以，主耶稣基督他是主，也向着神的荣耀。
So, Father, we thank you tonight that we have the opportunity and the privilege to study your word.
所以主啊，父啊，今天我们感谢您呢，我们有这样的机会和这样的荣幸来学习您的话。
And Lord, as we look into a story concerning your servant, our Lord Jesus, pray that our hearts might be humbled before your presence.
所以主啊，当我们学习呢您的仆人，我们的主耶稣基督的时候呢，我们就是祷告，我们在您面前呢能够谦卑我们自己。
Search our hearts, Lord,
求您来搜寻我们的心，主啊！
and encourage an ear to hear.
所以呢，这就是鼓励我们，让我们去听。
And we ask this tonight in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
今天晚上我们祈求这些，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Well, thank you, and welcome again to those that have just come in. And we do give everyone a good welcome.
所以呢，就是欢迎，谢谢大家，欢迎那个刚刚加入我们的，我们欢迎每一个加入我们的。
Last week, if you were here, you might recall that I spoke on the in Mark's gospel, where the wind and the waves obeyed the Lord Jesus.
上个星期呢，如果你们来了，那你就知道呢，我们在学习呢，就是在马可福音里，就算是那个风浪，他也顺服主耶稣。
He had been preaching all day to the multitudes.
他向大众讲道，讲了一天，
And it was evening time.
但是是傍晚了。
And no doubt he was very tired, but he said to his disciples, We must go to the other side. Let us go to the other side. So he stepped into a boat.
所以这个当时毫无疑问，他已经非常疲倦了。但是呢，他跟他的门徒们说呢，我们还有事要做，我们一起过到湖的那一边。然后他上了船。
And he fell asleep as they made their way to the far side of the Sea of Galilee.
当他们开始呢摇橹，想到那个加利利那远方的那个远方的那个对岸时，那个主耶稣基督睡着了。
Now, this was not a cruise. It wasn't a pleasure trip.
这个呢，就是说它不是那个游轮，所以呢，它不是一个很愉快的旅程。
God the Father had sent the Son across the lake to an appointment with a man.
因为呢，我们在天上的神啊，我们的父，他呢，就是说差他的儿子穿过那个湖到对岸去，为了一个人。
Across the lake, there was a man that was possessed of many demons.
就是在湖的对面呢，有一个人呢，他被很多魔鬼占据。
And he was crying out day and night, and God the Father heard the cries of that man and sent his son to save him.
他昼夜哭喊，那么呢，我们在天上的父呢，父神呢，听到了他的那个呼喊，然后呢，就差了他的爱子去救他。
So if you turn with me in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4.
你大家把圣经翻到马可福音第四章
And verse 35,
第35节。
we read to pick up the story. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side."
马可福音第四章第35节说：“那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：‘我们渡到那边去吧。’”
He had an appointment on the other side of the lake.
他在那个湖的另一边呢，有一个约会。
And then in chapter 5, verse 1, we pick up. The story after the events of that.
也呢，我们这里再一次捡起了那个故事，在那个风暴里，他们渡湖的时候，那个风暴里的故事。
There's a storm on the lake, and the Lord quieted that storm.
就在湖上呢，兴起了一个风暴，主呢让那个风暴止住了。
Now he's going to quiet the storm that was in this man's heart, this poor man's heart.
现在呢，他要在这个可怜的人的内心的风暴把它平静下来。
So we pick up the story then in verse 1.
然后我们捡起这个故事呢，从第一节开始。
Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes.
因为他们来到那海那边，进入加大纳人的地方。
Now, in the country there are many, many Gentiles living in villages on that side of the lake.
因为在那个地区呢，有很多很多的那个外邦人呢，住在那个湖对岸的那一片区域。
And when he came out of the boat, there met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit.
耶稣一下船，立刻就有一个被巫灵附着的人从坟地里出来迎着他。
And who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him, and always, night and day, he was crying in the mountains, in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stone.
这刚才读的是3到5节，第3节说，那人常住在坟地里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能。第4节说，因为屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链就被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。第5节说，他昼夜常在坟地里和山中喊叫，用石头砍自己。
In this chapter, we're going to see that this whole chapter, we're not going to look at all of it, but just the talk about this one man. But we'll see that he has power demonstrated over demons, over disease, and over death. That fifth chapter covers those stories.
这个里面的这个就是说，是我们这一整章里面谈到的都是这个人，但是呢，我们却没有时间把他们全部都读完。那么说呢，这个人呢，他被那个魔鬼那个附着了，他有魔鬼的权利，那个魔鬼呢，他有掌握着生死的权，所以这整个的第五章都是谈到这个人。
But tonight we're going to focus just on this man that was completely chained and bound up by Satan.
今天晚上呢，我们要看到这一个人呢，他完完全全的被那个撒旦的锁链给捆住了。
This was Satan's prize on the far side of the lake.
所以这就是那个撒旦在那个远方的那个湖对面的，这是他的那个奖品。
Satan didn't have partial control over this man. He had complete and utter control over this man.
这撒旦呢，他不是说是部分的控制了这个人，他是完整的、最终全部控制了这个人。
And Satan knew that if Jesus came across that lake, he would certainly free that man, and Satan would lose his great demonstration of power among the people.
这撒旦知道呢，主耶稣基督要穿过湖到这边来，让这个人自由。那么说呢，他知道如果主耶稣基督来了，他就会被打败。他那个在这个人身上对他自己的权势所做的展示，就会完全失败。
And that explains the storm on the lake to prevent Jesus from coming across that lake and freeing that man.
所以这个就解释了为什么在湖上有那个风暴，他用这个风暴想那个阻止主耶稣基督来到对岸，来让这个人呢总得自由。
But so Satan attempted to stop our Lord, but instead it becomes an opportunity for him to display his power over Satan.
在这个里面，撒旦呢，他想阻止我们的主耶稣基督呢过去，但是呢，这个恰恰是我们主耶稣基督的他的一个机会，他证明了，就是说他的权势远远大过撒旦。
Now, Satan is God's enemy.
撒旦是神的敌人。
Long ago, Satan tried to be like God, to take God's place in the universe.
因为很久之前呢，那个撒旦呢，他试图呢像神一样，他想呢掌控整个的宇宙。
And God cast him down to this realm of the earth where God would create a man and woman in his own image.
所以神呢，把他从天上赶下来了，赶到这个地上。这个地上呢，是神将要就是按照他们自己的影像而造人的。
And because men and women are made in the image of God, Satan now directs all his malignant and evil powers against mankind.
这个里面，因为人是按照神的形象造的，那么说呢，撒旦尽一切他的可能，尽他一切的力量反对人呢。
Satan can't touch God, but he can certainly touch mankind, who God has placed on this earth to have dominion over it.
因为撒旦他不能伤害神，但是呢，肯定的是撒旦能够伤害这个神放在地球上要掌管全地球的人。
And there are evil spirit powers that are operating in the world today that seek man's destruction.
你这个里面呢，这就是在我们当今世界呢，有那个魔鬼的那样的一个力量，他呢在寻求着要毁灭人类。
There are, as Paul writes to Timothy, there are seducing or deceiving spirits in the world.
第一呢，就像使徒保罗写给提摩太的，所以这里呢，我们这里有一个就是说是那种屈服的，就是那种邪恶的灵在这个世界上。
Now, Satan and he has many under devils that work at his command.
因为那撒旦在他的手下有很多的那些小魔鬼，按照他的命令，按照他的命令去行事。
Now, you and I will probably never ever have to meet Satan directly himself as a person.
所以你我呢，可能就从根本就没有机会，就是说是面对面的直接碰到撒旦。
But he has a great number of evil spirits, demonic spirits, who are seeking to influence men and women's lives and their minds and their thinking.
因为但是呢，他有一大堆的这样的邪灵，或者说是这样的巫灵呢，他们想要就是去影响男人、女人他们的思想、他们的大脑、他们的行为。
Satan promises power, wealth, fame, and anything less to tempt and to seduce mankind.
这个里面呢，就是说是撒旦呢，他应许这样的权力、这样的财富、这样的就是说是名气，任何这些所有的一切，他用这个来欺骗、引诱人类。
Satan, when he tried to tempt the Lord Jesus, this was one of his temptations.
因为撒旦他曾经试图诱试探我们的主耶稣基督，这是他的试探的其中之一。
Luke chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
路加福音第四章那个第五节、第六节，
Then the devil, taking him, that is our Lord Jesus, up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority, I give it to, I, all this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish."
路加福音第四章第五节说呢，魔鬼又领他，这就是我们的主耶稣，上了一座高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄、荣耀，我都要给你，因为这原是交给我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
But there's one condition that he will give it to you.
”但是他给你呢，只有一个条件。
Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours.
这就在第七节说呢，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。
I remember watching an interview by of a very famous movie star.
我记得呢，有一次看呢，就是说一个对一个非常有名的电影明星的采访。
And the interviewer asked this movie star the question. I don't remember exactly how it led up to it, but asked the question, did you more in not in these exact words, but did you get this power from Satan?
因为这个，你当时的那个主持人呢，问了这个电影明星一个问题，我不知道他是怎样引上这个话题的，但是呢，他当时是这样说的，我不确定那个原话是什么样的。他说呢，你的那个权力是从撒旦获得的吗？
And she reluctantly said, Yes.
他呢，很为难地说，是的。
I sold my soul.
他说我卖了我的灵魂。
And she became very famous,
他变得非常有名，
but lives a wretched life.
但是呢，活出一个非常的混乱的人生。
Now, this demoniac, he's an extreme example of complete satanic control.
这个被鬼附的这个人呢，他是一个完完全全的有撒旦的权力控制的一个样板。
Many a billionaire may have had to bow before Satan to gain his wealth.
所以呢，很多的那些呢亿万富豪呢，他们都必须向撒旦呢，就说是敬拜，才能获得他们的财富。
Men like Adolf Hitler was an occultist. He bowed his knee to the dark forces of Satan himself.
因为那个像阿道夫·希特勒，他就是一个典型例子。他向那个黑暗中的撒旦敬拜，来得到他所有的权利。
And all those men and women that have sought power and glory in this world and have bowed down to Satan, they have ended up being destroyed by that same one who promised them everything but freedom.
所有这些呢，就是在这个世界上呢，就是得到所有的这样的荣耀、财富、权利的这些人呢，他们都是最终呢，他们都是必须先向撒旦敬拜，然后最终被撒旦这样的一个权力就是摧毁的。
How unlike the God's Holy Spirit who sets men free.
也就是怎么样来说呢？就是神的圣灵呢，他呢，就是说是让我们的人得自由。
And how the Holy Spirit develops real, honorable, righteous character.
所以呢，圣灵呢，他呢，让我们里面发展呢，就是一种受人尊重的，公义的这样的品格。
And increases self-control and dignity.
那呢，就是说是让我们呢，就是说是更加的那个自律和那个勤奋。
The demoniac, the one who was controlled by Satan, had lost all control to the Spirit's power.
所以这个里面就是那些被撒旦的那个权势所控制的那个人呢，他失去了一切由圣灵控制的事情。
We read here that he also had a he had did have amazing powers.
所以这里面呢，我们这里读到，他真的有那种神奇的力量，
His physical powers.
他的体力，
He could break chains from when
他可以把那些锁链呢都挣脱，
he had the strength of a Samson.
他有那个像三森那样的就是力量。
But Samson's strength was used to glorify God in the destruction of the enemies of God's people.
你这个里面呢，就是说，但三森的力量呢，它是用来，就是说是去破坏，就是摧毁那些就是反对神的那些人。
But this man's power, was destructive to him.
但这个人的力量呢，就是在毁坏他自己。
He was all alone, cut off from society.
他呢，非常的孤单，就是与那个社区完全隔开。
Where was his family?
那么他家人在哪里？
Had he ever had a wife and children?
他曾经有个妻子和孩子们吗？
What about the friends that he went to school with?
那些他在上学的时候的朋友们在哪里呢？
That he had grown up with?
所以在他一起长大的一些人在哪里？
He had no human companions.
他呢没有任何的人类的伴侣。
And he was. He tried to seek freedom. He says he went to the he searched for deliverance on the mountains, verse 5.
所以这里说呢，他昼夜常在山上喊叫。
He was seeking to be free from all these demons.
他想要呢，就是逃离这所有的这些魔鬼。
He went to the mountains, he went to the heights.
他呢，去到那个山上，他去到高处。
He went to the depths down in the caves and the tombs.
那呢，就下到那个下面的深处，就是说是洞里和坟墓里。
But he found no deliverance.
让他找不到救赎。
So his hair, he could this you could imagine being in a village, living in a village nearby, and you could hear him crying out in the distance, day and night.
你这个里面呢，就是说是你可以去想象一下，如果你住在那个附近的村庄里，那么说你昼夜都能够听到他的哭喊声。
Mothers would have to quiet their children and console them, perhaps.
就是妈妈们必须呢安慰他们的孩子，说，
And so he's naked. Luke tells us that he's naked, and later on we find that when he's delivered, he's covered with clothes.
你这个里面呢，就是当时呢，他是裸体的。那么说呢，这路加福音呢，在后来会告诉我们，就是说是他被那个拯救出来以后呢，他穿上了衣服。
He's naked, he's scarred from cutting himself.
因为他是裸体的呢，他呢身上呢有很多他自己那个割伤的伤疤，
And bleeding as well.
所以同样也在流血。
And really, then this picture that we have that's given to us here is really a picture of humanity.
你这个里面的就是说是这里呢给我们的一个画面，它是真的人类的一个画面。
If you turn with me to Ephesians, chapter 2.
你那就翻到以弗所书的第二章。
Here we read Paul writing to the Gentile.
也就是使徒保罗呢给外邦人所写的
In verse 1,
第一节，
And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others.
刚才读的是以弗所书第二章1到3节，第一节说：“你们死在过犯和罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。”第三节说：“我们从前也都在他们中间放纵我们肉体的情欲，满足肉体和心中的喜好，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。”
Now, don't think that this demoniac represents everyone in that sense.
不要去这么去想，就是说是这个呢，被魔鬼附着的人呢，代表每一个人从某一个方面。
Satan may just have control of your mind so that you reject the word of God.
就撒旦有可能他控制你的思维，这样呢，你有可能呢就是拒绝神的话。
And ultimately, he, as children of wrath under the judgment of God, he'll have accomplished his desires when you're cast into hell.
因为里面呢，就是说是最终呢，作为可怒之子的话呢，最终呢会被扔到那个地狱里去。
The majority of mankind don't realize that they're being led down a path of destruction.
所以这个里面呢，就是人类的大多数人，他们并没有意识到，他们被带领走向毁灭之路。
Satan's effect may not be as severe as this man, who is an extreme example.
因为撒旦对你的影响呢，有可能不像这个人这么严重，因为他是个极端的例子。
Nevertheless, he will have accomplished his purpose. If he can lead you down the path to destruction and hell and judgment.
所以这个里面呢，不管怎么样，他呢会尽他的力量，最终呢把你领到毁灭，领到审判。
Now, this man, he had sought help everywhere, on the mountains, the heights, in the tombs, in the depths, among the dead.
所以这个人呢，他寻求帮助，到处寻求帮助，在山上，在下面，在深处，在洞里，
But he had found no relief.
让他找不到任何的释放。
He found his salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
最终呢，他找到他的救恩是在主耶稣基督里
In verse 6, we continue.
面。有没有继续？是 Mark。
It says, When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him.
因为我们回到马可福音第5章第6节，第6节说他远远看见耶稣，就跑过去敬拜他。
There's salvation found in no other than in the name of Jesus.
所以他们的救恩呢，在其他的任何的地方都找不到，除了在主耶稣基督的名里。
And then we read in verse 8.
然后我们来读第七节、第八节。
And he cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Oh, I implore you by God that you do not torment me. For he had said to him, Come out of the man, unclean spirit.
马可福音第五章第七节、第八节，第七节说：“大声呼叫说，这个神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么关系？我指着神恳求你，不要折磨我。”因耶稣对他说：“乌灵从这人身上出来。”
So, as I put the story together, the man ran to Jesus for deliverance.
因为我们这些故事呢，放在一起呢，这个人呢，他冲向主耶稣基督寻求救恩。
But when he came near, the demons within the man realized this was the Lord of heaven, and they involuntarily bowed down and worshiped.
所以这个里面，当他靠近的时候，那在这个人里的那些污灵魔鬼呢，他们意识到这是天上的神，然后他们呢自动的就那个就是屈服，屈身下拜。
And in a future time, when our Lord Jesus comes to take the rightful power which is his on earth, every knee is going to bow to him.
因为最终呢，我们的主耶稣来到地球上呢，把他的公义的权利属于他的，就是说是收回的时候，那么说呢，地上的每一个人都会跪拜他。Yes,
and you will see Satan bowing down too.
是的，你也可以看到撒旦也跪拜他。He
who refused to bow and submit to God is going to bow with all the rest.
所以这个里面的那些呢，就是拒绝了神呢，拒绝就是说是顺服神的人，最终呢会和其他所有的人一起跪拜神。
What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? He said, the demons say.
就是说至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么关系？这个魔鬼说。
Probably the spokesdemon.
这个呢，就是一个说话的人，一个说话的魔鬼。
Because we find out that there were a legion of demons in this man. Now, a legion is a word that was used in the Roman army for 6,000 men was encompassed a legion.
所以这个一个军团呢，当时在罗马帝国的军队里呢，一个军团呢有6000个人。
But the word came to be used for a great number, a legion of people.
但是这个词呢，用来呢，就是说是用大多，用一个很大数字的人，就是一群。
We use the word in English sometimes, a legion, a whole legion. Many, many, many demons were in that man.
因为有时候呢，我们在英语呢使用这个词，就是一个军团呢，就是说一群，就是很多很多的魔鬼在里面。The
demons knew who this was.
那魔鬼知道他面前的是谁。
What have I to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?
至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么关系？
It's interesting that the disciples who had traveled with Jesus, they didn't know who he was.
这个非常有意思的是呢，那个主耶稣基督门徒们和主耶稣基督一同旅行，但是他们却不知道他是谁。
In the previous chapter, in the last verse, we read about his disciples when they saw his miracle on the lake. They says they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?
其实这个里面呢，就是说我们在马可福音第4章最后一节41节呢读到呢，当主耶稣基督平静了风浪以后呢，他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说这是怎样的人，连风和海也听从他了。
The demons knew him, even though the disciples didn't.
所以魔鬼认识他，但是就算他的门徒们不认识他。
And then notice, do you know that demons pray?
你们注意到那个魔鬼的祷告了吗？
He says, I implore you, I beg you.
就说呢，我恳求你，我祈求你，
He's praying.
他在祷告。
By God, I implore you by God that you do not torment me.
意思就是说，我指着神恳求你不要折磨我。
They know that their time is going to come in the future, but it wasn't then. The time when they will be cast into the lake of fire. The demons know that.
你都知道，在将来呢，他们要被扔到火湖里去，但是那个时间还没到。这些魔鬼呢，他们知道他们的结局。
They want to do as much destruction as they can before their time comes.
他们想要在他们的时间到来之前呢，做更多的破坏。
And then Jesus commands this evil spirit to come out.
主耶稣的命令，那个邪灵出来。
But he permits a delay here because he's going to draw something out of this next portion.
所以呢，他在这里呢稍微延时了一下，因为在下一部分里呢，他要指出一些事情。
So he said to him, "Come out of this man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, verse 9, "What is your name?"
你这个第八节说呢，因耶稣对他说：“巫灵从这人身上出来。”第九节说呢，耶稣问他：“你名叫什么
And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many."
？”他回答说呢：“我名叫军团，因为我们多的缘故。”
And then in verse 10, also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country.
然后第十节，他就再三的求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。
It seemed like it was a very good part of the country for Satan to control.
于是看起来呢，在那个地区呢，是一个非常好的一个地方呢，让撒旦来控制的。
And we're going to see how the Lord Jesus is going to overthrow that countryside.
因为我们就是说是看看主耶稣基督他是怎样呢，把那个就是说是那一片农村的地区颠了个个儿。
So he said, "Don't send us away out of this countryside." It seemed like it was a very fruitful area for Satan to operate.
因为他说呢，不要把我们呢，让我们离开这个农村这一块地方，看起来呢，对那个撒旦的他的操作来说呢，在那里很有果效。
Now, I saw this demonstrated in Africa.
我在非洲见过这样的一个展示。
We were at Sakeji School, a missionary school, and we are coming back from one of the main cities after we had renewed our visas.
其实里面的就是当时呢，我们在一个宣教士的一个学校里面，学校里面当时呢，我们正从一个大城市里，就是更新了我们的签证以后，再回来的路上，
And we are passing through various villages.
因为我们呢穿过了就是很多那个村庄。
And all the villages are built right along the roads, so there'd be easy access.
因为这个呢，所有的那些小村庄呢，都建在路边，这样呢就很容易通过。
And a lot of the villages, we used to wave. Sometimes someone in the vehicle would know. Someone in a village, we'd stop and talk to them and so on.
因为我们在穿过村庄的时候，我们向他们挥手，挥手呢，当时呢，在我们车里的有些人呢，认识那些村庄的人呢，我们就停下来和他们交谈。
And most of the villages had little assemblies in their villages.
因为在那些很多的那些小村庄里呢，在他们村庄里面有些当地的教会。
And as we traveled along, we saw in the next village there was a woman standing on the road.
一旦我们就穿过其中的一个村庄的时候呢，有一个妇人呢站在路中间。
And she had a big mushroom. It was this big.
他手上有一个这么大的一个蘑菇，有这么大。
A beautiful big white mushroom.
这一个非常的美的一个白色的蘑菇。
And the administrator of the school told the driver to stop.
因为当时呢，这个就学校的管事儿的说呢，叫那个司机停下来。
She had brought the mushroom out on the road to sell.
他呢，就是说把那个蘑菇拿到路上呢，是为了要卖出去。
So as he purchased the mushroom from this woman, I had a chance to look at her face.
因为当那个我们的他从那个富人手上买了这个蘑菇呢，我当时有个机会看到那个富人的脸儿。
And even though Negroes in that part of Africa are very dark.
就算呢，在那个非洲的那个部分的黑人呢，他们的脸本来就非常的黑。
This woman was, it wasn't her skin that was dark. It was her whole feet, all her features and everything was dark. Her eyes were lifeless.
你这个里面的这个女的呢，就是说她不仅仅只是说她的脸是黑的，她的整个身上所有的颜色都是黑的，甚至说她的眼睛都是带着死的。
And I looked at the village and I could see the it was very run down. The children were ragged. Everything in that village spoke of the devil's grip.
因为里面呢，就是我去看了一下，看到呢，当时的那个整个的村庄，整个村庄呢，就是说是看起来呢，所有的一切呢都非常的混乱，这个看起来就是说是魔鬼已经占据了那个村庄。
And as we continued our journey, I asked someone there about this village.
因为当我们穿过那个村庄以后呢，我就是说是去问有些人关于那个村庄。
And they told me that this village was in the grip of spiritual darkness.
但是呢，告诉我们这个村庄呢，他们就是说在林里是非常黑暗的一个村庄，
It had resisted the gospel.
他们呢反抗福音。
There was no testimony for Christ in that village.
所以在那个村庄里没有任何的人跟主耶稣做见
And it
证。
was dominated by a very powerful witch doctor.
因为这个里面呢，就是说他是由一个那个非常的有力量的巫师掌管的。
And I wonder if on that side of the lake, in those villages on that side of the lake, that Satan had a grip on those villagers there.
所以我就想知道呢，就是说是，我觉得就是在那个湖对岸的那个整个的那一边呢，撒旦呢，他们在那里呢有很大的权
So
力，
he said, don't send us out of the country.
就是呢不要把我们撵出这个这块地方。
And now, verse 11.
现在来到11节。
Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter them.
11节说呢，山附近有一大群猪在吃食，所有的鬼就央求耶稣说：“打发我们进入猪群吧，因我们好进到他们里面。
And verse 13. And at once Jesus gave them permission. And then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea.
13节，耶稣准了他们，乌灵就出来进入猪里，于是那群猪就狂奔，闯下山崖，投在海里，淹死了。猪的数目约有2000。
In Matthew's gospel, the Lord's command is go.
因为在马太福音里，主耶稣基督的命令是走。
And that legion of demons came out of that man and into that herd of swine.
你这个就是当时的那一个军团的魔鬼从那个人身里出来以后呢，进入了那一群猪里。
And the destructive power of Satan was evident when those maddened pigs all ran down and drowned in the sea.
所以这个就是当时的那个 炸弹的它那个毁坏的那个能力呢，在那个一群猪冲下山崖淹死的时候得到了证明。
Now, some have criticized Jesus for the destruction of all those swine. Doesn't God love all the animals?
因为有些人呢批评呢说主耶稣基督呢毁灭了那一大群猪，他们说神爱动物吗？
God does love. Even a sparrow that falls from the sky, God knows that.
其实神爱动物，就算一个麻雀从天上掉到地下死了，神都知道。
But it wasn't God who destroyed those pigs.
那并不是神呢毁灭了那一群猪。
It was Satan.
是撒旦。
It's a further proof of his destructive nature.
第这个里面就是这进一步的证明了他的毁灭的那个本性。
What is more important, the soul of a man or 2,000 pigs that are going to the slaughterhouse?
你这个里面的哪一个更重要呢？是人的灵魂呢，还是那2000头猪被宰杀了？
The Lord said, "In how important is a soul, one human soul?" He said, "You couldn't give the world as a ransom for one soul."
因为里面呢，就是我们主意就是说呢，一个人的灵魂它是有多重要呢？就是说是你就算说是把世界上所有东西，你都换不来一个灵魂。
So, what is a herd of swine compared to the soul of that man?
所以他们说那一群猪跟那个人的灵魂，它的怎么能够相比了？
Besides, there were Jews living on that side, and who do those swine belong to?
也除此之外，在那个地方呢，也有犹太人居住。那么这群猪属于谁呢？
I don't know if they belong to the Jews. They may have raised those swine because they were very it was very a good business.
因为我不确定是不是那个犹太人，但是在那里呢，养猪呢是一个非常好的生意。
But the shock of that was witnessed by the villagers, the shock of seeing those pigs run down that field, drive themselves into the sea and drown, the shock of that, it changed the attitude of that whole countryside.
因为这个里面，但是呢，对于那一群猪，那么2000头猪呢，冲到那个山崖上，在海里淹死，这个呢，让那个整个的当时的那一片地区呢，他们都感到震惊。这个震惊呢，改变了他们的态度。
Now, word of what happened spread to the city.
因为这很快呢，这些那个发生了以后呢，已经传到城市里去了。
Verse 14.
第14节。
So those who fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed. And about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region.
这个刚才14到17节，第14节说，那放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里的和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事儿。第15节说呢，他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，于是从前被军团附着的坐着，穿上的衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。
Now, this astounding event that took place, it drew spectators from all that country that came and to see this man that had been delivered of this devil.
所以这些呢，就是说是让他们感到非常惊奇的这样一个事儿呢，让那些所有的那些怀疑的那些人呢，都跑过来到这个地方来看这个人。
What did they see?
他们看见了什么呢？
They saw a man clothed,
看见这个人穿上衣服，
his dignity restored,
他的这样的荣誉呢，就是他的名誉呢是恢复。
He was sitting.
他呢坐着，
His spirit had been quieted.
他的灵呢得到了平静，
He was at rest.
他呢在休息。
I mean, he was a sound mind. He could talk to his former neighbors, friends, and family.
所以他呢有一个普通的就是正确的思维了，这样呢他可以和他的朋友们，还有以前的一些人，还有他的家人交谈了。
He'd been transformed from a wild beast to fully human, perfectly human person.
因为他被从一个野兽转变成一个完美的人。
The whole countryside witnessed this.
整个的那个农村都见证了这一点。
But then we read that in verse 17.
然后我们读到第十七节。
They began to plead with him to depart from their region.
他们就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。
They were afraid.
他们害怕。
This strange, mysterious power of this man that had stepped ashore just a few minutes before.
因为这个人呢，这个神奇的力量，就是在几分钟之前呢，就是已经到达了这个对岸。
It's hard for us to see to see what happened in the moment.
对我们来说很难看到，就是在一瞬间发生的事情。
His disciples, you remember, they also feared.
因为他的那个门徒们，他们也知道，他们也害怕。
At one moment, there was a raging sea with the waves coming in over the boat.
就是在一瞬间呢，就是说是一大堆的那个水和浪呢，就是在打进他们的船里。
And the next minute, there was a great calm.
那下一分钟呢，就是完完全全平静，
And they feared exceedingly.
他们极大的害怕，
Who can this be?
这个人到底是谁呢？
This was something that was a supernatural power that seemed to be more powerful than anything they had ever seen.
所以这些一些超自然的这样的一个能力呢，就是远远超过他们所看见过的那样的能力。
They had got so used to this man crying out in the tombs.
他们已经习惯了这样一个人在那个洞里哭喊。
And now they see this great power and they're afraid and they beg him to leave their countryside.
于是呢，现在呢，他们看见了这一个伟大的权利，他们开始害怕了，所以呢，他们求他离开。
Verse 18.
第18节。
And we go, oh, sorry. And when he got into the boat, his work had been finished.
你在那上船的时候呢，他的工就做完了。
He'd come at the Father's will,
他按照父亲的旨意来到这里。
crossed the lake, and completed the work that the Father had given him there.
现在穿过了湖，然后呢，完成了父神安排他在那里的工作。
He doesn't preach.
他并没有去讲道。
The effect of what he had done has not had its effect yet.
所以他所那个所做的事情产生的影响还没有开始。
But when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him.
耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附的人恳求和他同在。
However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you.
19节，虽然耶稣不许，但对他说：“你回家去，到你的朋友们那里去，将主为你所做的是何等的大事，怎样连续你都告诉他们。
You see, the Lord was going to leave a preacher there.
所以你看看，主席级的要留一个讲道人在那里，
A very effective preacher.
是一个非常有影响的讲道人。
You see, they were more at home with the demons than they were with the Spirit of God.
因为你知道吗？他呢，就是说是啊，这更多的就是和那个魔鬼在一起，而不是和神的圣灵在一起。
So the Lord tells the man, "You stay there."
女主告诉那个人：“你留在那里。
And we read verse 20, and he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled.
”第20节，那人就走了，在底加波利传讲耶稣为他做了何等的大事，众人就都惊奇。
So, first of all, he was told by Jesus to go home.
你首先呢，主耶稣都告诉他要回家，
He had a home.
他有家。
I wonder what kind of welcome he would get, this new man would get in his home.
我就觉得奇怪，就是说是这个人当这个新人回到家里，他们会是何等的，就是欢迎呢？
Maybe his mother, his father, maybe his wife, maybe his children.
也许是他的父母，也许是他的妻子，也许是他的孩子们。
A grieving family restored to.
一个痛苦的家庭被恢复了。
Go tell your friends, he says.
他说的就告诉你的朋友们。
He would relate the story how the Lord had some compassion on him, how he had become demon possessed in the first place, and warned them of the path that he had taken and the way of deliverance.
这里面呢，就是他会告诉他们，就是说主在他身上施了怎样的怜悯，他过去是一个什么样的人，他怎么样是被魔鬼的附着的，同样呢，去警告他们不要成为那样，也告诉他们得救的路在哪里，
And then he left his home.
让他回出离开他家，
He became a traveling missionary.
他成了一个旅行的宣教士。
Decapolis. He went into Decapolis. Decapolis is 10 cities were on that side of the lake.
这底加波利呢，其实是在那个湖周围呢，10个城市。
And each of those cities, he told his story. No doubt in the streets, in the market, and whoever would listen, he would tell the story.
因为他穿过每一个城市的时候，他都讲述这个故事，不管是在街上还是在市场，只要他去的地方，都讲这个故事。
And all, it says, all marveled.
那时候呢，众人都惊奇。
They began to receive that message.
他们开始呢接纳那样的道。
And did it have an effect?
你这个还没有影响，还没开始。
Jesus came back to that countryside one day.
所以呢，有一天呢，主耶稣回到了那个农村。
And when they did, they received him.
当他去了以后，他们
They
接纳
brought
了
their
他，
sick and everything to him.
他们把他们的生病的人呢，都带到他这里来。
Chapter 7 of Mark, verse 31.
马可福音第7章的第31节。
Later on in his ministry, the Lord Jesus returns to that area of Decapolis.
31节说呢，耶稣又就是他就从底加坡离境内来到加利利海。
Again, verse 31, chapter 7, verse 31. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee.
马可福音第7章第31节说呢，耶稣又离了推罗和西顿的境界，就从底加波利境内来到加利利海。
Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him.
第32节，他们带了一个耳聋、说话结巴的人来见耶稣，求耶稣给他按手，
And then he heals the man.
然后他把这个人治愈了。
And then verse 37 says, and they were astonished.
第37节说呢，众人分外稀奇。
And beyond measure, saying he has done all things well. He makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak.
然后他们分外惊奇，说：“他所做的事都好，他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
Matthew gives us a little more detail.
”马太福音给了我们更多的细节。
And he tells us there, verse 29 of Matthew 15.
马太福音第15章第21节。
And this is the story, the same story that Mark records. He had left Tyre and Sidon, and it says in verse 29,
这里面呢，就是这个马太福音记录的是马可，他记得同样的一个故事，因为他当时呢离开了黑罗西顿的境内。
Jesus departed from there, that is Tyre and Sidon, skirted the Sea of Galilee, that's where in the region of Decapolis, and went up on the mountain and sat there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel.
Which verse?
29 and 30. 29 to 31.
Thank you. 所以马太福音第15章第29节说，耶稣离开那地方，来到靠近加利利的海边，就上山坐下。有许多人到他那里，带着瘸子、瞎子、哑巴、有残疾的和好些别的病人，都放在他脚前，他就治好了他们。
And so that on that side in Decapolis, that countryside, that the evangelist, the demonic, the previous man that had been a demon possessed, he became a great evangelist, so that the whole countryside now comes to him, and he heals them all, and he feeds them, 4,000 of them in that same region.
这个里面呢，就是当时那个被魔鬼附着人被治好以后呢，他成了一个传福音的，他在那个10个城市之间呢到处传福音。当主耶稣基督再来的时候呢，他们呢把那些所有的人都带到这里来，主耶稣基督呢就治愈了他们所有的人。在那之后呢，主耶稣基督喂饱了他们一共有4000人。
So that man who was so destructive to himself got saved and became a tremendous blessing to a large re region of Decapolis.
你这个呢，看起来完全呢毁了的这个人呢，就是说是被魔鬼附着的，然后呢娶了以后呢，他被治以后呢，成了一个奇妙的一个就是说是见证人，他呢去对那周围所有的地区呢，他都去传福音。
You remember Saul of Tarsus?
记得那个大树的扫罗。
He was doing the devil's work. He's destroying Christians.
他在做魔鬼的工，他毁灭基督徒。
He met Jesus and he became the apostle to the Gentiles.
因为他呢碰到了主耶稣基督以后呢，他成为外邦人的使徒。
So I call this man. This one who was destructive to himself, but he became the apostle to Decapolis.
因为我称为这个人呢，自己的本来就是毁灭的，但是他却成为了一个，就是说这个第波加里的这样的一个使徒。
God's ways are marvelous.
神的方式是非常奇妙的。
From self-destructive to a blessing to many.
你从一个自我毁灭变成了对其他的很多人的祝福。
A demonstration that the power of God is far, far greater than the power of the evil one.
你这个证明呢，神的那个大能远远超过魔鬼的能力。
And as John the Apostle put it, greater is he that is in you, that is the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world, that is the devil.
因为这个里面的那个使徒约翰指出呢，就是在你里面的，就是在你我里面的那一个就是神，他呢，就是他比那个在世界的那一个，就是那个魔鬼远远要大得多。
So that's our little story for tonight.
这是我们今天晚上的一个小小的故事。
Be with us again next week. Our brother Halong will be there.
下个星期来跟我们来一起，因为何浪下个星期讲，
May the Lord encourage every one of us.
所以愿主呢鼓励我们每一个人。
We're on the winning side.
我们站在得胜的那一边。
Amen.
Amen。
Now we have a little bit of time for questions. If anyone has questions, be happy to try and answer them. I get Mr. Summers to come and help here, if he might, if we have some questions to.
所以现在呢，我们到了问答的时间。问答的时间呢，如果大家有任何的问题，我们非常高兴的回答大家。那么说呢，Howard 弟兄呢，他过来，和他两个一起负责解答。严肃的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the message this evening.
李主啊，我们感谢今天晚上的这篇道。
And among other things, Lord, excuse me, among other things, it illustrates the fact that our God is greater than the evil one.
最主要，除了其他事情以外呢，这里呢向我们展示了我们的神，他远远大过那个邪恶的那一位。
And that has been proven all down through history and by the grace of God, even in our own lives.
所以这些东西呢，所有的都是在历史上得到的证明，就是借着神的恩典，就算在我们的自己的人生里也得到了证明。
We were led astray by the evil one, and then many of us put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and the devil's power was defeated.
因为我们曾经呢都被那个魔鬼带偏了路，然后呢，我们相信呢，我们的主耶稣基督以后呢，这样魔鬼呢就被打败了。
So we thank you for that.
我们感谢。
And now, Lord, our prayer is that you will continue to give us wisdom to resist the evil one that he might flee from us.
李主啊，就是说是啊，我们现在祷告呢，就是说是您赐给我们的这样的智慧，去抵挡魔鬼，这样魔鬼就能从我们面前逃走。
So we thank you for the truth of God tonight.
我们感谢今天晚上神的真理。
We thank you for each one with us. In the audience here and on Zoom.
我们感谢每一个呢，就是说在这个就是说是教堂里的，还有在 Zoom 上的人。
And we pray, Lord, that the blessing of God will be upon each and every one of us.
所以主啊，我们就是祷告神的赐福会降临在我们每一个和每一个人身上。
And we thank you for the work of God going on downstairs. And we pray for your blessing on each one there, the children, the teens, and the adults. Lord, bless everyone, we pray.
我们也感谢呢，您的赐福呢，下到下面那个就是青少年呢，还有孩子呢，还有成年人呢，也感谢您赐福给每一个人。
And we give thanks and pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，并且祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.